And finally, in our top five, India and Pakistan have engaged in a fresh exchange of fire across the de facto Kashmir border. The Pakistani military says that it responded to unprovoked small arms and mortar fire from the Indian-controlled side of Kashmir. It also added that there has been no damage from the latest skirmish. 2 days ago, India said it had carried out strikes against what it called terrorist targets several kilometers inside the Pakistani-controlled Kashmir. The action drew fire from Islamabad. The territorial dispute between the two nuclear-armed rivals over Kashmir has been running for decades. But tensions skyrocketed earlier this month after nearly 20 Indian soldiers were killed in a cross-border attack on an army base in Kashmir. India blamed the ambush on Pakistan, but Islamabad has dismissed any involvement. Shana Bhatt, a correspondent, joins us from Kashmir. Well, the story here is about India and Pakistan, but you have Kashmir also in the mix. Tell us the latest on that.
Yeah, one has to understand, first of all, the backdrop of what is happening between India and Pakistan at the moment. It all began with an attack on the Indian military base in Uri, in North Kashmir, where India blamed Pakistan of backing the terrorist attack. However, Pakistan denied it. And since then, it's a warlike situation. Opposition in India is forcing its government, BJP, to start a war with Pakistan. And while Pakistan is trying to push for a dialogue, for talks, and also one has to understand that what is happening inside Kashmir. Inside Kashmir, it is a situation for the past 80 plus days. It's a kind of a situation where people are confined to their homes. It's a shutdown, it's a curfew, it's a restrictions. So it's a situation where there are multiple scenarios that are revolving around this war idea and war plan. Basically, when I talk to the analysts, they say actually India and Pakistan, especially India, is trying to derail the whole picture, whole idea of what is happening inside Kashmir. India wants to deviate the attention of world from what is happening inside the Kashmir, where people are demanding a right to self-determination. People are demanding a peaceful resolution to the dispute that is there between India and Pakistan for more than 6.5 decades. I can tell you that at a time when a situation of war kind of a situation is there, of course, people are fearful. People are scared that they want a peaceful resolution rather than talking about war, rather than talking about destruction, because already people of Kashmir have seen a lot of destruction over the past 2.5 decades, a lot of deaths, lots of destructions, and of course there hasn't been any development, be it economic or educational or any other sort of a forward movement in Kashmir. So a situation where people are demanding peaceful resolution, but at the same time, New Delhi is engaging in a continuous a blame game with Pakistan. One doesn't have to forget that there has been a ceasefire agreement in 2004, and of course, with the surgical strikes that India claims, yes, of course, that ceasefire has of course, been hit hard, and now Pakistan and India are engaged once again in border fights. In Kashmir side, many bordering districts have been told to please evacuate the homes, evacuate the schools, evacuate the government buildings, at least in the 10-kilometer range. Even the hospitals have been told to be well equipped, and it can be emergency anytime. So it is a situation where New Delhi is also kind of creating fear among people that anytime a warlike situation can occur. But on the other side, we're seeing Pakistan saying that it is only ready for talks with India, and any sort of military retaliation will be dealt again with military action. So fear from both sides. The target is people of Kashmir. So people of Kashmir are scared that whatever India and Pakistan, but there shouldn't be no war. There should be only peace, and the resolution of this issue should be through peace, because both the countries are equipped with nuclear weaponry, and any ignition means death and destruction of millions. So a situation where one has to understand what insiders, I mean people of Kashmir, want, and what the two countries who are at the loggerheads, who are trying to find a solution to a problem called Kashmir dispute, what is happening. So a situation where war, people of Kashmir are saying no for war, only a peaceful resolution. But yes, the two countries are at the loggerheads, which has created a lot of fear among the people who have witnessed large-scale death and destruction.
Thank you for that. Shana Bhatt, correspondent, talking to us from Kashmir.